took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation broadcast, where we tackle life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower you with hot breakfast for your soul. We give you a new topic, have prayer, and a task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is part two of Are You a Game Changer? Pain is the sound of fear leaving your body. Are you a game changer? Part two. Our scripture for this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 25 through 29. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind you to tune in live by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. You can also tune in live online from our ministry website, which is feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, fear, I'm sorry, feel, D, letter D, fire.com. And if for any reason you miss the live broadcast of Morning Motivation, you can hear it on our website after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at feelthefire.com. Well, let's get ready to delve into today's hot breakfast for your soul. I'm in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, beginning at verse 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Come on and praise the Lord for his word this morning. What is our topic for today? Part two of Are You a Game Changer? Pain is the sound of fear leaving your body. And today's focus is eagles soar, birds fly. Eagles soar, birds fly. Now, on yesterday, we started off this teaching of Are You a Game Changer? Pain is really nothing but the sound of fear leaving your body, with me giving you the story of my journey of pain being the fear leaving my body from the day that I entered basic training at Fort Dix, New Jersey, and the bus was charged by the drill sergeants and them putting me in that front leaning rest. In other words, that push-up position, making me do push-ups so long until I could do one correct push-up while they yelled at me that the sound of pain, because I was screaming, is nothing but fear leaving your body, all the way to the evolution of me later being awarded a nursing scholarship by the military to Tuskegee University and going there and competing with the guys on the male physical fitness standard to actually becoming, making history as the first female ranger in the over 100-year history of Tuskegee University. So today, we're going to continue with that teaching of Are You a Game Changer? And I paralleled that to the story of David and Goliath and how David changed the game of war by shunning or declining King Saul's armor, but going out to fight King Goliath with nothing but a slingshot, because this is what game changers do. They change the whole essence of the game by being pioneers and doing something different. So today, we're going to build on that teaching by focusing on this word I read to you in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, 25 through 29, of the account of Peter getting out of the boat and walking on the water, because today we're going to focus on the fact that to be a game changer, you have to be like an eagle, because eagles soar, birds fly. But I don't want to focus on this account of Peter stepping out of the boat from the way that we usually hear it, of Peter having that faith to step out, because that's a great thing. Rather, I want to focus on the fact is, on the fact that although there were other people in the boat, Peter stepped out, but the friends stayed in. And that brings me to today's focus of ego soar when you're a game changer, while birds will only fly. You see, when Jesus came out and he was walking on the water to go to the boat where his disciples were, Peter was not the only disciple sitting in that boat. This meant that every person sitting in that boat had the opportunity to soar, to step out on faith, to do something different, and to experience the privilege, the ecstasy, the power, the miracle of walking on water. But only one was willing to step out. So this brings me to one of the reasons that some of us cannot actually be the game changers that we are really called to be, because we are like the birds or the other disciples in the boat. We will only step out if everybody else steps out. We will only go forward if everyone else goes forward. In other words, we are they who are click followers. If the click says go left, we'll go left. But how dare me be willing to step out on my own and go right? If the click says that's a good idea, then we will echo, cosign, or second the motion. Yes, that's a good idea. But if the click says, oh, that's bad, I don't want to do it, even when we're feeling within our own spirits that this is a good idea, we need to try this, we won't, because we will be like the birds that fly instead of being like Peter, the eagle that soars, because we are really afraid to let the pain be the fear leaving our body to be a game changer, because we are afraid to rise above the birds of the feather that flock together, i.e. the friends within our circle. Herein lies the problem for you. Because if your circle of friends only exists at a subpar level, and you're going to continue to be one of the birds in that flock, you will always exist at a subpar level. If your friends are always critical of everything, you will always be critical of everything. If your friends are always poor, broke, busted, and disgusted, you will always be poor, broke, busted, and disgusted. If your friends never try to do anything different, then you will always be part of the status quo. You see, water seeks its own level. Birds of a feather flock together. Evil communications, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 and 33, corrupt good manners. If you, I'm talking to you, yeah, you that's listening to the broadcast, if you want to be a game changer, if you want to experience the fullness of God, everything that he has for you, at some point, you are going to have to look around at the people in the boat with you and decide, is this all I want? Are these the right people for me to be surrounding myself with at this very moment? not be like Peter. Get out of there. It's got to be something better. I know there's much more for me. This is the mentality a game changer has. The game changer will assess his or her surroundings. Look at those people and say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. We've been boys for 30 years. We've been girls for 30 years. You've been my ride or die all these years, but we're still in the same place today. We were 30 years ago. And that cannot be enough for me as a game changer. Because I want more. I desire more. More is out there for me. And because of that, I got to decide to be an eagle. I got to decide to soar, to fly and soar and glide and move up on a higher plane, a higher level. That's what eagles do. Birds can't fly as high as an eagle. Birds cannot soar like an eagle. So part of your issue with the inability to change the game and set new rules, build the legacy the way you're supposed to within your life, is that you still flying with the birds. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Our broadcast is only 15 minutes. I want you just to begin to thank the Lord wherever you are right now. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Begin to just honor him. Begin to just glorify and magnify God. Because you are a game changer. And the pain of having to let some friends go is nothing but the sound of fear leaving your body so that you can soar. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we honor you today. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the beginning and the end. You are he which was, which is, and which is to come. You are sovereign. So what can we do but praise you? What can we do but thank you for giving us another day? Lord, we ask for forgiveness of every sin. We ask this morning that you would create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. Father, this morning, I know we got some game changers listening to this broadcast. I know we will have some game changers listening to this broadcast later. So, Father, I ask you to help us to objectively evaluate those people who are associated with us, those whom we call friends, our boys, our girls, our ride or die, Father, to ensure that we are not still just existing, living on the status quo, always living today and yesterday, always living tomorrow and the day before yesterday, always living next week and what will happen was, always living next month as well, you know, back then, never being able to get to the point of moving forward to soaring in life, living on a higher plane. Because we have constrained and restrained our own lives, incarcerated our own selves, sentenced ourselves to always be birds, only doing what the clique does, only followers of the crowd, never a pioneer, never a trailblazer, never a legacy builder. Never a new rule establisher, always afraid of their faces, always afraid of what others will say, always afraid of how others judge us, always afraid of what others whisper about us, always afraid of the rumors, instead of stepping out and saying, God has ordained the best for me. Lord, help us to overcome the fear. Help us to overcome the adversity. Help us to not be afraid of the growing pains of fear leaving our body. Help us not to be afraid of the growing pains of people leaving our lives. You've only placed there, some of them there for a season anyway. Help us not to be afraid any longer. Father, today is the day that we take hold, that we take victory, and that we be game changers in every area of our lives. Come on and say, today, I am a game changer. Today, I am a game changer. Today, I soar like an eagle. And let everybody say with me, Amen. Come on and magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. And it's done, and it's done, and it's done. You're a game changer this morning. Hallelujah. Let me give you the announcement and then our task for today. First of all, I thank everyone who's been praying with me and just hanging in there with me. The broadcast is just growing by leaps and bounds. God gave me this morning motivation broadcast to start in January of this year, and the listeners are just growing. So I praise the Lord for you not only being faithful and tuning in, but that you are sharing this broadcast with others. And I will tell you, on yesterday, I told you that story of, are you a game changer, in relation to me in the military and what happened. And how about yesterday evening, I got some paperwork back in from the Army. I had someone looking through some items for me and getting some information for me from the military, something that I needed for some other stuff I'm about to be doing with the military. And they sent me my paperwork over yesterday. And I'm just going to share that with you tomorrow, what happened. But what I will tell you this morning is that you're talking to, I can't even tell you. I got to share this tomorrow. It's just too powerful, and the time has run out. But, wow, talking about changing the game. So please remember the broadcast is posted on the Field D Fire website after 8 a.m. Eastern. Please go back and listen to even re-encourage yourself throughout today. Please share it with others. The ministry website is fielddfire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. You can hear it from your desktop, laptop, or cell phone. Now, our topic, I'm just so elated you guys don't know. Our topic for this morning is part two of Are You a Game Changer? Pain is the sound of fear leaving your body, with a focus on eagles soar, birds fly. Your task for today is to evaluate those in your circle to determine if you're a bird or an eagle, and if you're hanging around with birds or eagles, and to make the change accordingly. I'll see you in the morning. Set your alarms for 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another powerful hot breakfast word on morning motivation. I am Evangelist Rocky Williams. I tell you guys, I'm saying today, and I love you. Be blessed, everyone. Eagles soar, be an eagle.